Six students from Haines will get the rare opportunity to see firsthand how Alaskan issues are handled at the federal judicial level. From member station KHNS, John Hunt reports.
The Haines debate team has been offered reserved seats as the Supreme Court hears arguments on the Kensington Mines tailings plants and how they may be affected by the Clean Water Act. The debate team coach is Gershon Cohen.
We leave on January 9th, and the Supreme Court hearing is on the 12th. And on the 15th, we will come back from D.C. and land in Ketchikan just in time to make the drama debate tournament.
Cohen talked about the basics of the case that the team will witness.
It is a hearing on the Waters of the United States case that has to do with the Kensington mine and whether or not it is legal to discharge mine waste into Waters of the United States, in this case, a lake. And there are two sides to the issue, and one side says it's okay, and the other side says it's not okay. And I guess the U.S. Supreme Court's going to tell us which it is.
Those two sides are probably very familiar to the debate team members. One side of the issue is representing Core Alaska, a division of Coeur d'Alene Mines Corporation, and supported by the state of Alaska. The other side is Haines' own Lynn Canal Conservation, Juneau's chapter of the Sierra Club, and the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The six students and four adults are paying their own way to attend the session in Washington, D.C. Once the team decided to go, Cohen said getting seats was the next hurdle.
There are very few seats at the Supreme Court chambers. It is traditional at this point that if you want to go and hear the Supreme Court listen to a case, you have to show up on the sidewalk at 2 o'clock in the morning with a sleeping bag, and you have to wait in line, and then hopefully when the doors open up at 8:30, you're far enough forward in the line and there are enough seats available that you can get in.
Cohen said the team was prepared to camp out, but he began making telephone calls and then was in the D.C. area recently for a meeting.
To make a long story short, I ran into a friend at one of these meetings and someone else was listening to our conversation. That person said, gee, here's somebody that you should try to call. And one step led to the next. And the next thing I knew, I was getting a phone call from the counselor to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And he was telling me that he would be happy to help the Haines High School debate team attend this hearing and that they were going to set aside enough seats for us all to go.
Cohen spoke with Jeff Miniar, the personal counselor for Chief Justice John Roberts.
And then at the end of the conversation, the counselor to the Chief Justice offered to take us on a tour of the building if we wanted to go at the end. And that was very nice. And I have a feeling we'll probably take him up on that.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the arguments on Monday, January 12th, between 10 and 11 a.m. Reporting in Haines, I'm John Hunt.